This show furnished by Girardi Keys.
This is Champions of Justice, presented by Tom Girardi. Hello, I'm Dave Dino, and this is the program that takes you behind the scenes with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Your host is attorney Thomas Girardi. Each week, Tom presents this informative and entertaining hour, bringing clarity to the headline-generating legal challenges of the day. Today, a special, dramatic presentation. Norman Corwin's play for the radio, Ann Rutledge, featuring the talents of the California Artists Radio Theater.
Let me tell you about the girl humming that tune. Her name is Ann Rutledge. A long time ago, she lived with her mother and father and seven brothers and sisters in a tavern in New Salem, Illinois. Her name is familiar to you because a great man fell in love with her and never got over it.
Mother?
Yes, Ann?
I have an important question to ask you.
Can it wait until we do the dishes?
Oh, yes, it can wait, I guess. All right.
What is it?
Don't laugh at me now.
Come, do you want to ask me or don't you?
Mother, what's it like to be in love?
What? Why, Anne, now why should a thought like that be in your head at this hour of the morning?
Because I have been thinking about it all night.
You have?
Yes.
Well, what conclusion did you reach?
None. I just couldn't sleep. I kept listening to the crickets and the frogs and the house creaking. And did you know that there's a screech owl in the glen somewhere?
No.
Well, there is, because I heard it. And I also heard Pa snoring.
I heard that myself.
Toward morning, it got very still. And it seemed that everything went to sleep, even the crickets and the frogs. All I could hear was leaves stirring faintly outside my window. Very faintly. Oh, it's a beautiful sound, isn't it?
Yes.
Then I could hear my heart beating. It was beating so slowly I thought it was going to stop.
Maybe you shouldn't have eaten before you went to bed, Anne.
Oh, no, I felt fine. Only I kept wondering how it must be to hear all those things when you're... Well, when you're in love. I mean, when a man is in love with you...
Now, see here, Anne, you're too young to be bothering your head with thoughts the likes of that.
Too young? I'm 17. How old were you when you fell in love?
16.
Well, there. Mother, what's it like?
It's just what you suppose it's like. Just what you imagine it's like.
Then it's like the way the leaves stirred all last night. You know?
Yes, dear.
Like warm blankets and soft pillows when you're all snug in bed and it's blowing a blizzard outside and there are icicles on the window. Is it anything like that, Mother?
Yes, Anne. Sometimes. When it's unspoiled. That's the nice part of love.
Easy there. He's bleeding bad.
Give him air. Give the poor man some air.
Hey, Ma, that's a nasty cut on his head there.
He's coming to. He'll be all right now. He's all right.
Well, now,
Is there anyone else who cares to give an opinion about my drinking too much? If there is, just speak up, and I'll pile him in the corner with Mr. Williams and the rest of the wreckage. Maybe that'll teach you to let me and me boys drink in peace, without no preaching as to how a gentleman should conduct himself in a tavern.
Now, you just listen here, Jack Armstrong. As proprietor of this tavern, I've got a right to
take it easy, Mr. Rutledge.
I don't hear that.
Rutledge? You see what I just done to Williams?
Yes, and also what you just done to my good chair.
Well, I'll break another one over your head if you don't shut up.
Just because you can lick everybody in town, you don't have to bully and strut all over the place. I wish I was younger, Armstrong. I swear I'd take you on myself.
Why, you bald-headed old coot, Rutledge. I'll take anyone on, young and old together. I'll take them in pairs, I will. Ain't a man in town's got guts enough to stand up to me? Is there, huh? Yes, that's the right answer. Hey, Mal Rutledge. Some more of this liquor and quick about it, for I'm a powerful, thirsty man.
Very well, Jack Armstrong. Drink yourself to death if you want to. Sooner the better for us.
Here.
Hey, what you doing?
Taking this whiskey away from you. You've made enough trouble for one night.
Anne, come away.
Just a minute, Annie, me girl. Just a minute.
Let go of me, you dirty, filthy pig!
Hey, the twerp!
I meant it to hurt!
Oh, you did, eh? Well, look here now.
Why? That hurt too, didn't it?
You wouldn't have dared done that if you was a man.
I wouldn't have had to if you were a man.
Oh, yes? Well, I... No man would dare to stand up to me that way.
Oh, yes, there would.
All right. Oh, name him.
Have you tried Abe Lincoln?
Lincoln? that long-legged, floppy-eared donkey of a store clerk?
I'd like to see you call him that to his face.
Oh, you would you? Well, come around tomorrow by the store. See you around about the middle of the morning, huh?
I'll be there. And it'll be a great pleasure to see them carry you out.
Aren't you getting too much sun on you, Mr. Lincoln?
It won't make much difference to a face like mine.
But the reflection of light from the water, that can burn, too.
Never heard of the Sangamon River burning anybody.
All right. But don't say I didn't warn you.
Well, for anything concerning my looks, I'm afraid I'll have to take full responsibility.
You're not bad-looking, Mr. Lincoln.
Oh, the light bothering your eyes, Miss Rutledge?
No. I can see quite clearly. I like your looks.
Well, thank you. You're being very kind.
Aren't you going to say anything about mine?
I'm not very good at expressing myself on things I feel very deeply about.
You feel deeply about my looks?
About you.
Oh.
I don't suppose I have any right to hope, but I do nevertheless. I hope that someday I might perhaps be worthy of your affection.
Oh.
But in the meantime, though, I hope you'll just let me keep on seeing you. That you'll let me take you for walks and sit with me again like this on the bank of the river and...
Mr. Lincoln.
Yes?
How is your memory?
Well, it's all right, I guess.
Do you remember how you threw Jack Armstrong the time he came down to the store looking for a fight?
Yes.
How you got your arms around him and spun him head over heels?
Yes.
Well, why don't you try putting your arm around me, but leave out the spin?
You're listening to Champions of Justice, presenting a Lincoln tribute. We'll continue right after this, as you listen to Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I'm Grant Langston, the new CEO of eHarmony. If you're online dating and looking for love, it's time to try eHarmony. eHarmony's different. eHarmony's gotten really good at bringing compatible people together. People that want the same things you do and are ready for a real relationship. There's one app that's built to bring you real love, eHarmony. Go to eHarmony.com today and get a month free when you buy a three-month plan. Use code DATE. eHarmony.com, use code DATE.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection, and Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/search for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/search. That's match.com/search. Match.com/search.
The KABC Roll Like a VIP Vegas Getaway rolls on. Listen for the cue to call at 8, 10, noon, and 3. Be caller 7 and score a $25 gift card to Norm's Restaurant, where life happens. Then, one lucky winner will get the VIP treatment. That includes two upfront tickets to Jennifer Lopez during her residency at Planet Hollywood. Plus, two nights at the newly renovated rooms at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Dinner at Cafe Hollywood. Guest card and spending cash. Don't miss Jennifer Lopez's All I Have Final Residency, running February 21st through September 29th. More details at KABC.com.
Welcome back to Champions of Justice. Today, a Lincoln tribute.
Mrs. Rutledge?
Yes, Doctor?
You'll have to keep Anne as quiet as possible. Don't let her get up for anything.
Is it serious, Doctor? Will she be a long time getting well?
Mrs. Rutledge, Anne isn't going to get well.
No.
You might as well know now.
How long?
I don't know. Might be 2 days. Might be 2 weeks. I'm terribly...
I'm going into her.
I've told you nothing. Now.
There. Do I look all right?
Yes. I'll wait here.
Anne, dear?
Yes, Mother?
Are you comfortable? Is everything...
I feel wretched, Mother.
You're going to be all right. Doctor says so.
He says so?
Yes, you're going to be all right.
Do you believe him?
Why, of course, Anne. What a question.
Has Abe been here since yesterday?
He came last night, but you were asleep, and he didn't want to disturb you.
Even if I'm asleep, please wake me up when he comes.
No, not if you're asleep, dear. The doctor says you need all...
Mother, I'll get enough rest. More than I need. Please. I want to see Abe when he comes.
Yes, dear. Of course.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mother. I didn't mean to sound cross.
Oh, there, there. Lie back. Here. This will cool your forehead.
You see, I've got to talk to Abe. Because, well, you know how I feel about him.
We all feel the same way about him, Anne.
Yes, I love him. I love him. And I've got to see him now. Or
what?
Or never, Mother. Never.
You mustn't talk so much, darling. Rest. Let me just look at you and wish hard.
Wish hard?
Wish so hard that nothing can stand up against me. Like a tornado blowing the sky right off of its hinges. And then I'd wish away your fever and I'd wish away...
Abe. What are you going to do when I'm gone?
When you're gone? What I do when I'm 80 is of no concern to me right now.
Do you love me, Abe?
Oh, God in heaven, Anne,
I know. You once told me you weren't very good at expressing yourself on things you feel deeply about.
Yes, that's it. I do love you, Anne.
Then go on and be the big man I know you can be. Go on. Because it's what I want you to be if I were with you.
Be a big man, Anne. I'll never even be a little man without you. I'll be nothing.
Abraham Lincoln, I know you. I know you better than you know yourself. You'll grieve for me a bit, but you'll be after a while, when you find out that grieving doesn't help.
Oh, no.
Abe, if it's at all possible for me to be near you after I'm gone, if in any way,
oh God,
then I will come to you, Abe. I will. And when you're at peace, you'll go back to your books and you'll learn more and more, because you've always been hungry for learning, and you keep on being sweet and kind and honest and lovable, and you'll be great because you're just naturally made that way.
Please, Anne, you're tiring yourself. I don't want to be great. I just want you to be well again, darling. Never mind about me. You get some rest now. You're going to be all right. I'll stay right here by your side.
I am a bit tired.
That's right now. Just rest now.
You won't leave me, will you?
No, dear, no, I won't leave you. I will never leave you.
Good. Good.
Yes, Anne Rutledge was a girl. An ordinary girl. A bit prettier than average, but still very much like a lot of girls you know. And when she died, all that was young and gay in Abe Lincoln died with her. And a sadness came into his eyes that never left them. There were many sorrows in his fitful life, and violence and tempest and the terrible thunders of a nation torn apart. But never did those brooding eyes forget the little graveyard on the outskirts of New Salem, and the tavern girl who rested there, Anne Rutledge.
You're listening to A Tribute to Abraham Lincoln, performed by the California Artists Radio Theater, with excerpts from Norman Corwin's play for radio, Anne Rutledge, and scenes from Mr. Corwin's play, The Rivalry, starring Pat Buttram as Abraham Lincoln, Jeanette Nolan in her original role of Anne. In the cast, you heard Kathleen Freeman as Mrs. Rutledge, Parley Bear as Mr. Rutledge, William Woodson as John McNeil, John McClory as Jack Armstrong, Luke Krupman as the Doctor, and Richard Erdman as the narrator. Peggy Weber played Peter and produced and edited. Music was from Lynn Murray's Lincoln Suite. Zap McCall engineered. Cliff Forsness created sound. Warren Dewey, post-production. Next, A Tribute to Abraham Lincoln on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress starting at just $600. Just go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our 2-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress made just for you with a 100-night sleep trial and financing as low as 0%. For a limited time, get $50 off your mattress order when you go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio. That's helixsleep.com/talkradio.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because I'm telling you, Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text FUN to 85850. Check them out now. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Dude, this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert, ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part, Bosley's solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting FUN to 85850. Don't forget, that's FUN to 85850.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. Tomorrow is the NBA All-Star Game at Staples Center, but tonight features the events fans most enjoy seeing. Correspondent John Stolness has more.
The slam dunk contest is always one of the most anticipated events of NBA All-Star Weekend, and while Victor Oladipo and Larry Nance Jr. are both expected to do well in that event, it's two rookies, Donovan Mitchell of the Utah Jazz and Dennis Smith Jr. of the Dallas Mavericks, who are expected to steal the show. In the three-point contest, Houston Rockets guard Eric Gordon is the defending champ, but he'll be opposed by seven other players, including long-distance artist Klay Thompson. And in the skills challenge, defending champion Kristaps Porzingis of the Knicks will battle against seven other players, including first-time All-Star Sixers center Joel Embiid. I'm John Stolness.
It all kicks off at 5 p.m. Pacific time. KABC SoCal weather, mostly clear this evening, then low clouds and fog until morning with lows in the upper 40s to mid-50s. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
What's up, Doc? Hey, this is Dr. Drew.
This is Lauren Savant.
And on the next Midday Live, we will take your calls. And Lauren, Russian meddling and guns, and I'm so upset.
Why?
Because these horrible things are happening in our country.
Oh, but, you know, they all happen, right?
Our democracy
has never been airtight.
Wow.
That's what you said last week.
Are you drinking or something? Yes? Please.
You're the expert.
All right, that and more on the next Midday Live with Dr. Drew and Lauren Savant on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
We're back with more of Champions of Justice, presenting a Lincoln tribute.
There is no new thing to be said about Lincoln. There is no new thing to be said about the mountains, or the sea, or the stars. The years go their way, but the same old mountains lift their granite shoulders above the drifting clouds. The same mysterious sea beats on the shore. The same silent stars keep holy vigil above a tired world. But to the mountains and the sea and the stars, men turn forever in unwearied homage. And thus with Lincoln, for he was a mountain in grandeur of soul. He was a sea in a deep undervoice of mystic loneliness. He was a star in steadfast purity of purpose and service. And he abides. In the story of his life is the story of America. He incarnates all that we should like to be, all that we hope we are. From a humble backwoods family, Abe Lincoln rose by sheer will and ability to command the destiny of millions. And yet, Lincoln used his authority with such human sympathy, sometimes with such sadness, We never lose the person in the official.
Mr. Lincoln, for the press, could you give us an account of your early life?
Why, it's a great folly to try to make anything out of me or my early life. It can all be condensed in a single sentence you find in Gray's Elegy. The short and simple annals of the poor. That's my life. It's all anybody can make of it.
But he was wrong. There was a lot more that could be made of his life, even from the beginning. Thomas, his father, told him the story of his young grandfather, one Abraham Lincoln, who came across the mountains from Virginia to Kentucky in 1780. He settled his family there. Relatives remained in Virginia. Later, they fought on the Confederate side in the Civil War. But Abe never knew that. One morning, the 38-year-old Lincoln Sr. was working in his garden outside his Kentucky cabin with sons Mordecai, Josiah, and Thomas, who was just 6 years old. Suddenly, there was a rustling in the bushes.
Father!
He's been shot!
Father! Father!
I'm going to the fort for help! Get in the house!
Father!
Get in the house!
No! No! I'm going to stay with Father! Father!
Mordecai, inside the house, seized a gun and, looking through the window, saw an Indian in war paint about to pick up Thomas. He fired and killed the Indian. Thomas ran into the house. Mordecai continued firing at others who appeared in the bushes. Shortly, Josiah returned with soldiers from the fort, and the Indians ran off, leaving Abraham the elder dead. The older brothers, Mordecai and Josiah, moved to western Illinois, where they prospered. Thomas became a wanderer and never distinguished himself. While learning to carpenter under Joseph Hanks, Thomas married his employer's niece, Nancy. They lived in Kentucky, near the village of Hodgensville. By her, he became first the father of a daughter, Sarah, and 3 years later, a son, Abraham, born in a log cabin with a dirt floor. Little cousin Dennis Hanks was allowed to hold the baby.
He'll never come to much.
Whatever the exact particulars, the definite event of that 12th of February, 1809, was the birth of the boy they named Abraham after his grandfather, who had been killed by Indians. Born in silence and pain from a wilderness mother on a bed of corn husks. When the boy was 8, his mother died. A spiritual and handsome woman, Nancy Hanks Lincoln had lived the hard pioneer woman's life. A year after his mother's fatal illness, young Abe and Sarah were left on their own while their father made a trip to Kentucky. Abe wrote later of the sounds of nature. The panther's scream filled the night with fear, and bears preyed on the swine. Families were usually living 3 to 5 miles apart. Finally, the loneliness ended when their father returned with Sarah Bush Lincoln and her 3 children.
Here's your new baby.
His stepmother was good to him and he to her. A raw-boned, good-natured woman, she had been a widow. She was a steady, calm influence. But above all, she encouraged Abe's early studies. When the younger children would play around him, she would shoo them away with...
Now, don't bother Abe with your dithering. He's studying. He's going to be a great man someday, and I won't have you disturbing him.
In 1830, relatives and neighbors joined the Lincolns in moving west to Illinois. They settled in Macon County. Now, Abraham was 21 and allowed to be on his own. He joined with his stepbrother and cousin in a venture to carry supplies down the Mississippi on an 80-foot raft they had built. This was his first experience with commerce, and the first time he had ever seen a thriving city. He was enthralled with the diversity and color of New Orleans, but he was also shocked and repulsed at the rampant slave trade in Conger Square.
When do I hit 25?
He determined then and there that slavery was a sin and an abomination to the human race. He was returning from one of these trips when he stopped at a place called New Salem in Illinois, where he had been promised work at a store which was about to open.
My name's Mentor Graham. I understand you're going to work in Denton Offutt's store. Well, until he gets here with supplies, why don't you clerk for me? I'm officiating the next election.
Perhaps this was the start of Abe's political career. He became known for his storytelling.
There's an old fella I knew in Kentucky. He got on a horse, and the horse started bucking and kicking around as a horse will do early in the morning, you know. And the horse kicked up and got his right hind hoof caught in the stirrup. And so the fellow said, if you're going to get on, I'll get off.
He had grown fast. When he was 17, he was 6'4". His weight was never quite proportionate to this.
Oh, he was strong. New Salem was a cockfighting, whiskey-drinking society when he came here. He managed to combine strict abstinence from liquor with keen participation in all other diversions.
Abe had a way with people. They trusted him. They saw his fairness, admired his common sense. Once when he answered the governor's call for volunteers to keep the treaty with the Black Hawks, he had his one lone experience with soldiering. It was a glorious exploit, saving a poor old friendly Indian from execution. He rode up to find his own troops tormenting the man.
This Indian thinks he belongs here.
Does he have papers?
Of course he does, but they're forgeries.
Wait, cut him loose. Hand over those papers. These are in order. I apologize, sir, for my men. Seems that some get bored. They haven't enough imagination to know what to do with themselves. On your way now, you have my protection and my men's protection.
Many tales survive of his kindness to men and animals. Stories of how he saved a drunken man from freezing to death in the snow, and saved a pig in a bog, and a dog from an ice floe. There is an early tale of his protests against the slaughter of mud turtles. All told with amazement, revealing the hardening effect of life on the frontier. When he was president during the war, people arrived early and slept in the White House halls, all wanting special favors. Writhing under the pressures, feeling the responsibility of the nation divided, brother killing brother, he once said to a general,
If to be the head of hell is as hard as what I have to undergo here, I could find it in my heart to pity Satan himself.
Unendingly, they came to his office to ask for pardons for their sons or brothers.
Mr. President, sir, why don't you ever take a vacation?
Well, sir, I sincerely wish war was a pleasanter and easier business than it is, but it does not admit of holidays. I wish George Washington or some of the old patriots was here in my place so that I could rest a little.
Once two women asked for an interview. One was the mother of a boy sentenced to death for belonging to a band of marauding guerrillas. The younger woman was his sister. After the woman had sobbed her story to the president, he asked for a few moments to go over the papers. The sister of the boy walked around the room. She stopped at the piano and began to play a tune, which had been popular years earlier.
What is that you're playing?
Gentle Anne, sir. Should I stop?
No, please play it. It reminds me of someone I knew long ago.
And the story goes that he walked over to a window and listened to the song, which he had given to an auburn-haired, blue-eyed, fair-skinned Anne, when she was 19 and full of life and love. She had learned to sing it just for him. There had been so much death in his life, so much death. He turned so they could not see his face.
Leave the paper on the desk there. He will get his pardon.
This is Champions of Justice, today presenting a Lincoln tribute. We'll return right after this as you listen to Talk Radio 790 KABC.
When you join the Fuel Rewards program at Shell and get instant gold status, you'll save on every fill, every day.
But you'll feel like you just woke up to the news that your birthday was declared a national holiday.
That's what it feels like to have gold status with the Fuel Rewards program at Shell. With gold status, you'll save 5 cents with every gallon from the first fill. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving today. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details.
Everyone loves new technology, especially doorbuster savings up to 40% off. Dell's President's Day sale includes deals on PCs that feature Dell Cinema for incredible color, sound, and streaming. Save up to 40% on select PCs with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs, plus the hottest electronics and accessories. Shop doorbuster offers throughout the sale going on now, plus free shipping. Just visit Dell.com/President's Day or call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
McIntyre here, looking for a reliable contractor to remodel your kitchen or bathroom or someone you can depend on for any kind of construction? Then call NewAgeHomeConstruction.com, a family-owned business passed down for generations, and they really know how to get the job done right and on time. And now is the best time to call them because this month they'll give you a free design with any signed contract. Call NewAgeHomeConstruction.com right now, 855-600-0013. That's 855-600-0013.
Introducing Norm's Bigger, Better 4-Course New York Steak Dinner for just $12.99. A half-pound grilled to perfection New York steak. 6 succulent fried shrimp. Your choice of home-baked potato, crispy fries, or rice pilaf. Plus fresh-cooked vegetables and soup and salad and dessert. All this for just $12.99. Best of all, you can get it all day, every day. But only for a limited time. Norm's Restaurants, where life happens 24-7.
You're listening to Champions of Justice. And now, our final portion of a Lincoln tribute.
From 1847 to 1849, Lincoln served as a congressman. His one congressional action that revealed a point of view was a bill for emancipating slaves in the District of Columbia. He had long since become a slavery hater. He was not reelected. It was not until the Kansas-Nebraska Act of 1854 that he felt called to go back to politics. This act would open the Northwest territories to slavery. 5 years of hard, successful work in law practice in Springfield had sharpened his powers of lucid argument. He had a genius for perceiving the essentials of a case, and it was his point of view.
The new free states are places for poor people to go and better their conditions. Wherever slavery is, it has first been introduced without law. It's a monstrous injustice.
This was part of a speech he delivered in Peoria, Illinois, on October the 16th, 1854. It gave him his place in history. He stood for the senatorship against Stephen Douglas.
A house divided against itself cannot stand. I believe this government cannot endure permanently half slave and half free.
Douglas was the champion of the Kansas-Nebraska Act. Throughout the debates which took place in 7 cities up and down the state of Illinois, Douglas's wife, Adele, accompanied him. One day he had gone ahead to a meeting, and Adele got on a train to join him. By a coincidence, Lincoln was on that train, and by an even greater coincidence, the only empty seat was next to him. On it, he had put his stovepipe hat, bottom side up. He was startled to see Adele, and of course, he invited her to join him.
Ah, oh, Mrs. Douglas, what a pleasure to see you outside of the arena.
Thank you, Mr. Lincoln. Is it all right to sit here, or
Should I be afraid of you?
Madam, your relationship with the senator gives you very special immunities. Please.
Better take your hat. You wouldn't want me to crush your hat. Not even my husband has rained blows that hard on your head.
Hard enough. That reminds me of the man who was sitting in the theater, and there was an empty seat beside him on which he placed his tall silk hat open side up, and he was busy watching the play. He didn't notice a stout woman come in and sit beside him, and in the dark she didn't see the hat, and she sat down heavily. There was a loud crunch, and the woman shot up immediately. The man reached for his flattened hat, took one look at it, and said, "Madam, I could have told you my hat wouldn't fit you before you tried it on." I hope you didn't mind that.
Not at all. I've heard a great deal of your reputation as a teller of stories. I'm glad to have had the rumor demonstrated and confirmed.
Well, I suppose some of the stories aren't so nice as they might be, but I tell you the truth when I say that a good story, it puts new life into me. I sometimes use jokes to cure my own blues, and sometimes to cinch an argument or disarm an antagonist. A good story can be a sort of a labor-saving device.
You realize you're giving secrets to the enemy.
A calculated risk and a welcome one, ma'am.
You're very gallant. I think you would make an excellent senator, Mr. Lincoln. Although you'll understand if I say not quite as excellent as the incumbent.
Well, I'm convinced that I'm good enough for it. But in spite of it all, I say to myself every day, it's too big a thing for you. You'll never get it. Don't let the judge quote that against me now.
Not even the judge's wife will. What does Mrs. Lincoln think? Does she share your views as partisanly as I do my husband's?
Oh, I guess so. I tried out some logic on her a while back, and she thought it was the greatest thing since the invention of fire. It's like this. If A can prove, however conclusively, that he has a right to enslave B, why may not B snatch the same argument and prove equally that he has a right to enslave A?
Well, because A is white and B is black, I mean that the whites are intellectually superior to the blacks.
By this rule, you'll be slave to the first person you meet with an intellect superior to your own.
Oh, dear. I really should leave this sort of thing to my husband.
I'd a lot rather he left it to you.
Thank you. We're almost there, aren't we?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you keep your temper when someone publishes a full-blown lie about you?
Oh, Mrs. Douglas, if one were to run down all the insinuations and lies and innuendos uttered against a man in public, life would be nothing but a perpetual flea hunt.
I suppose so.
Well, here we are. I suppose I lose you to my worthy opponent now.
Yes, he'll be here to meet me. What do you suppose he'll say about our having exchanged notes?
Well, whatever he says, I'll rebut it. Judge Douglas.
Mr. Lincoln.
Well, here's your good woman that I brought along. She can do more with you than I can.
Oh, archangels and archenemies together.
I told her everything I know. It didn't take long.
I've been doing a little reconnoitering for you, Stephen. Now you'll be able to match him story for story.
Oh, it would take more than a little reconnoitering. Coming our way, Lincoln?
No, thanks. I'll have my own conveyance. See you at the barricades, Judge.
Yes.
You too, Mrs. Douglas.
Good day.
Abe Lincoln lost that election. 2 years later, Lincoln and Douglas found themselves locked in a battle for the highest office in the land, the presidency. It was a bitter campaign. But Lincoln won. There came the day when he said goodbye to his friends in Springfield, Illinois, before he left for Washington. A chilly gray mist hung over the thousand supporters crowding in and around the railroad station to wish their aide good luck and godspeed. A short little locomotive stood puffing with a baggage car hitched on. Lincoln stood on the platform of the last car. As he turned and saw his home people, he took off his hat and stood perfectly still.
Here I have lived from my youth till now. I am an old man. Here the most sacred trust of earth were assumed. Here all my children are born, and here one of them lies buried. To you, dear friends, I owe all that I have, all that I am. All this strange checkered past seems to crowd upon my mind. Today I leave you. I go to assume a task more difficult than devolved upon General Washington. Unless the great God who assisted him shall be with me and aid me, I must fail. But if the same omniscient mind and almighty arm that directed and guided him supports me, I will not fail. I shall succeed. Let us all pray that the God of our fathers may not forsake us now, but will keep this nation, the hope of our fathers, united. We gained democracy, and now there is the question of whether it is fit to survive. Let us prove that we can cultivate the natural world around us, the moral world that is within us, so that we may secure that our course shall be forward evermore. To God, I commend you, and let me ask that with humble sincerity you will invoke God's wisdom and guidance from me. With these few words I leave you. For how long, I know not, friends. One and all, I must now bid you an affectionate farewell.
On January 1, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, making it a law that slavery could not exist in the United States of America.
Rail splitter, storyteller, debater of the great slavery controversy, Congressman, 16th President of the United States, a man for the ages. He was humanity. Abraham Lincoln.
This has been Champions of Justice, presented by Tom Girardi. You have just heard a tribute to Abraham Lincoln. The program was directed by Norman Corwin and produced and edited by Peggy Weber, starring Pat Buttram as Abraham Lincoln, Jeanette Nolan as Adele Douglas, Dan O'Herlihy as the narrator, Kathleen Freeman, Parley Bear, Vance Kolvik, Eddie Firestone, Lou Krupman, John McClory, and William Woodson. Sound by Cliff Forsness and Bud Tollison. Engineering by Zap McCall. This dramatic presentation was directed by Norman Corwin and produced and edited by Peggy Weber, with excerpts from Norman Corwin's The Rivalry. This program is dedicated to the memory of Pat Buttram, who portrayed Abraham Lincoln. In closing, a few quotes from Abraham Lincoln. Let reverence for the laws be breathed by every American mother to the lisping babe that prattles on her lap. Let it be taught in schools, in seminaries, and in colleges. Let it be written in primers, spelling books, and in almanacs. Let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislative halls, and enforced in courts of justice. Another quote, don't interfere with anything in the Constitution. That must be maintained, for it is the only safeguard of our liberties. And then finally, character is like a tree, and reputation like a shadow. The shadow is what we think of it. The tree is the real thing. Well, Abraham Lincoln stands tall through the ages, and his shadow is cast upon all of our lives. And as such, he is a champion of justice. Thank you for joining us.